feel that around.
Sometimes they refer to them as squat car, I guess.
Okay. Jerry thinks that's it?
The police car.
Police car. Okay. They ever call them, I don't know what the colors are around here, but black and whites, blue and whites, cruisers, anything like that?
Not too often. I don't hear that very much.
Okay. Is there a special type of vehicle that the police use if they're going to make a mass arrest? Haul off a lot of people.
Yes. But I know there's a special name for it, and it slips my mind right now because I don't think we've ever used that. If we do, I don't know about it.
Seems like Panama City would be a logical place to have several.
Paddy wagon, yeah. I believe is what we would call it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the type of aircraft? I noticed driving down the beach that there were a couple offering rides, you know, around, up and down the beaches, the rotary winged aircraft.
Helicopter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ever heard any other name for those?
Chopper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Again, talking about policemen and firemen, do you have any terms for a policeman, joking, derogatory, or otherwise, besides just policemen?
Yeah, they call them the fuzz. They've been called by the name of pig, you know, they're the most derogatory ones. Copper, or cops.
Would all copper, pig, and fuzz all be derogatory?
Well, I would think that when they use the word pig and cops, to me, it would be derogatory. Coppers, I would think that the most appropriate name for them would be policemen or officers.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear people around here say the heat?
Oh, well, yeah. I have started hearing that lately.
What's that?
I've started hearing that lately, yeah.
The term
the heat.
Okay. What about firemen? Any terms for them? Derogatory? Joking?
Can't recall hearing any.
Okay. What about the place where firemen are located, where they might keep their engines and all that?
Yeah. Used to refer to those as the fire station.
Okay, the same place where police would be?
Police station, yes, sir.
Okay. Say if a person were arrested for public drunkenness, where do you suppose he might spend the night if he weren't able to obtain a bail bond?
In jail.
Okay. You ever heard any terms that mean jail?
Might spend the night in the caboose. Clinker.
Okay. Caboose and clinker, would that be, could you describe the city jail using those?
Well, I guess we usually think of either one, you know, whether it was city or county, you know. We don't usually, in my opinion, have a special name for the city or a special name for the county.
What if a fellow done something serious and they were going to send him off the federal institution?
Well, he would probably be turned over to the county, which would be the sheriff's department.
Mm-hmm. What about, have you ever heard any names for the federal penitentiary? Slang?
Other than prison, let's see.
Sure.